April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Sarah Johnston from Sheboygan, Michigan, graduated in the spring of 2016 with her MFA in English at Northern Michigan University.
Hair. I cut mine to let grief go. Each wisp fell, an abandoned building, thundering with TNT, beams and bricks raining down. Abandoned buildings will crumble and fall where they shouldn't if they are left alone. The first lack fell. My teenage insecurity that my flat chest made me too boyish to be pretty. Second, my best friend unfriended me on Facebook with the message, "Go screw yourself." Third, my 19-year-old 8-month belly. Fourth, a 7-pound, 1.2-ounce bundle crossed state lines with her new blood, my hair velvet on her scalp. The rest of my brunette strands, filled with concrete, fell away, never to breathe again. Hair is deafening when it's raised. Spring came, my hair grew back. It didn't feel right, covering my face, wrapping itself around my neck, so I cut it again, this time in chunks. Tendril after tendril smashed the floor. Grief shook the house. I am weightless. Hiking along the peninsula. I saw the earth breathe. A skin of ice covered the lake, and the water beneath rose, fell. The wind blew, and the earth breathed deep, stretched its lungs until pleurae cracked. Waves nudged ice up onto shore. Panes of sea grate each other, rasp with each sow. Hurricanes. The roses shine like sunny days before a hurricane of ice and nails and knives goes shredding flesh through veins and muscle, stopping suddenly when organ songs, the brain, the heart, the lungs, begin to resonate inside the skull, a bouncing off of bone, parietal and frontal, waiting for the cerebellum sounds to join the mix before the order caves to disarray. The roses shine until they wither, faint. Spring. Our hearts are broken. My remains lie squished and tangled deep in chambers underneath the dirt in which my daughter's roots embed themselves. Her father tries to break through locks and doors to pull me out and hear me laugh, dejected when he's swallowed by the soil. He wraps his vines around my empty skin and prays for flowers, silky shelter from the storm above. He waits with me while she shoots upward, taller than we hope to reach. Lifeguarding. One day she will face me and ask, "Why don't you love me?" And I will tell her, "I do love you. I swam to the bottom of the tallest volcanoes, crossed the widest rivers of lava, and am still coughing magma and ash from my lungs so that you will never know what it feels like to drown in fire. I carried you above tephra and sulfur dioxide to ensure your air would always be clean and to stop your flesh from turning obsidian, breakable." She will say, "You should have let me dip my toes in. You should have taught me to swim."
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth, with assistance in recording from Hans Ahlstrom. Thanks for listening.